This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
From the corporate files today, this news from American Airlines. The carrier's plan to get out from under bankruptcy protection and merge with U.S. Airways has been approved by a federal judge. Catch is, American still has to convince antitrust regulators at the Justice Department that that merger is a good idea. But however things shake out, you can be certain that American and U.S. Air and all the rest of them are still going to be charging fees for everything from checking a bag to scoring an aisle seat and a little extra leg room. A report out this week said airlines made more than $27 billion with a B dollars on those and other what are called ancillary fees last year. And Marketplace's David Gura explains, with competition driving actual ticket prices down, those extras aren't just attractive for the airlines, they're essential.
All right, just a few announcements before we take off. If you want to watch TV during the flight, that'll be $7.99. And if you forgot your headphones, well, you can buy a pair. It's $5. And if you're hungry, maybe you want a bag of chips, some pretzels. They're $3 each.
Henry Hartfeld is a travel industry analyst with the firm Hudson Crossing. He says all these extras, like that window seat you paid $50 for, maybe that extra legroom, well, it's not pure profit, but it can get close.
If you are paying to check your bag, that is going to have a profit margin generally of probably 50% or more.
He says this has happened because most travelers only care about one thing, and that's getting the least expensive flight.
So when we're buying our inexpensive discount tickets, we are at best break even and more likely a money loser for that airline. That's why they're pushing these optional products. It's how they claw money back.
For ultra-low-cost carriers like Spirit Airlines and Allegiant Air, well, this is the business model. It's bare bones. Everything is optional. For other airlines, fees go right to the bottom line. And they've changed how analysts like Robert Mann evaluate an airline's financial health.
Simply looking at fares is not very meaningful anymore.
Used to be the ticket price was 96 to 98% of what you'd pay an airline. These days, the ticket price is just about two-thirds of what a passenger will pay.
Seat backs up, stow your tray tables. I'm David Gura for Marketplace.